SBS Filipino.
Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat. Nandito tayo ngayon sa University of Melbourne para saksihan ang kauna-unahang MYAN National Conference 2017. Kasalukuyan tayo ay nasa pangalawang araw ng MYAN Conference. Kahapon ay nagsimula ang kaganapan dito sa Arts Building ng University of Melbourne. Isa sa mga sentro ng diskusyon ay tungkol sa global trends na nakakaapekto sa mga kabataang refugee at migrante dito sa Australia. Sentro at tema din ang mga paksa na patuloy na pinag-usapan simula kahapon ay tungkol sa global citizenship, education to work at social cohesion. Nais ang pagpupulong ilagay sa sentro ang pangangailangan ng mga refugee at migranteng kabataan at dito ay pinagsama nila ang mga lokal at pangmundong eksperto sa negosyo, politika, akademya, mga policy makers at practitioners, gayunman ang mga migrante at kabataan. Nasa 10 ang bilang ng mga speakers sa pagpupulong, kabilang dyan sina Senator Honorable Jed Seselja at Honorable Tony Burke na nagsalita na kanina, at kasama din si Senator Richard Di Natale. Para sa impormasyon ng ating mga tagapakinig, ang MYAN ay kumakatawan bilang Multicultural Youth Advocacy Network Australia. At upang paliwanagan tayo tungkol sa MYAN Conference at tungkol sa MYAN, kasama natin si Nadine Liddy, ang National Coordinator ng MYAN Australia. Good morning. Thank you for your time, Nadine.
Good morning. Thank you.
So far, Nadine, how is the second day of the MYAN Conference?
It's been really exciting. We've had a couple of important MPs present at the beginning, the Honourable Tony Burke and Senator Zed Seselja, which was terrific. And we've just had a really interesting and dynamic panel around education to work transitions. So we've had some program and practice on the ground perspectives. We've had perspectives from our colleague in Germany who's travelled over for the conference, who's talked about their VET system, so apprenticeships and vocational education and training. And we've also heard directly from a young person about her experiences in finding work, as well as a research perspective. So we've had some practice, we've had some research, and we've had a young woman talking about her own experiences. So a very dynamic panel.
What are the highlights of the conference?
I think the highlights have been hearing directly from young people about their experiences living in Australia as young people from refugee or migrant backgrounds. So at some point they've come to Australia to build a new life. They may have been here for 10 years, they may have been here for 2 years, they've come as through the family or the skilled migration program, or they've come through the humanitarian program, and they've got really rich experiences to share with the conference delegates. And I think that would no doubt be a highlight, hearing directly from them. Very articulate, capable young people.
Yep. Can you tell us more about your organization, the Multicultural Youth Advocacy Network, and what's the mission of the network?
Our mission is to promote the rights and interests of young people from refugee and migrant backgrounds in Australia. Our vision is that all young people from refugee and migrant backgrounds have the skills and opportunities to thrive in Australia, to be active citizens, active participants in and contributors to Australian society. And our work supports them to do that.
Why have your team decided to pull off this kind of conference?
This is the first conference of its kind ever in Australia. The MYAN has very broad networks across industry, government, with young people across Australia, with service providers, with those in policy roles in government, and also with researchers and academics. We wanted to bring everyone together in the one place to have some really vibrant, dynamic discussion. Mm-hmm. The collaboration between policy, practice and research, including government, doesn't happen very often. It's not often that everybody's in the one room, and certainly it very rarely happens where everybody is in the one room talking about youth specific issues.
And speaking of issues, let's touch on the issues. So what are the major issues that migrants and refugees face nowadays?
Young people from refugee and migrant backgrounds, I should say, come to Australia with enormous capabilities. So I want to say that straight up front. Mm-hmm. It's not all negative. It's not all hard. Mm-hmm. But they do, and some of those capabilities are that they are multilingual. Many speak at least two languages, two, three, four, five. Yeah. They have great cross-cultural skills, And they're very adaptable and often really keen to strive and thrive in education and career opportunities. Mm-hmm. Actually, they're very often very keen to take up the opportunities that Australia offers. However, they do face some particular barriers in accessing those opportunities. That can be learning English. Although we also know that they learn English incredibly quickly, very impressive. Young people are known to pick it up very quickly and quicker than their adult family members. But language can be a barrier. The education system, if they're not fluent in English, then they might be placed in a class in secondary school that is lower than their peers. Mm-hmm. So the education system, also not knowing or understanding the education system, not understanding the systems in Australia in terms of the health system, our rule of law, their rights as young people over 18 or under 18, culture, so cultural behaviours and their cultural lens on the world. We are all cross-cultural individuals in Australia, but learning to adapt to Australian culture, to understand different behaviours, different ways of operating, different systems, that can be quite a challenge. And I think the last thing I would say, certainly also in terms of education and employment, the pressures often from family members to succeed. Often family have extremely high expectations on young people, and sometimes young people feel that as a burden. They also want to strive and they want to achieve educationally, but sometimes they're juggling a lot of pressures from family, from themselves, in terms of working out who they are, where they fit, which is something that all young people are doing. What is my place in the world? What do I want to do with my future? So navigating pressures from family and also from peers, building new relationships with friends and navigating that.
How do you think your network addressed to the issues that the refugee and migrant youth face?
We work with partners in every state and territory, and those partners work on the ground delivering programs and services. They could be sport and rec programs. It could be more individual, more intensive support around education and training or counselling. It could be other programs around art-based activities, so a whole range of programs that our partners deliver on the ground. What we do is take that information and we talk to government. So we advise government about where and how to direct their funding to best meet the needs of this group of young people. And we also work with mainstream organisations to support them to better respond to the needs of this group of young people. And we also work directly with young people across Australia. We have a National Youth Ambassadors Network, and we hold national youth events that build young people's leadership and advocacy skills so they can do their own advocacy and they can be leaders in their own communities. This group of young people are doing amazing things in their own communities and at the local level, and we want to support that.
And finally, what are we expecting to come out from this event?
We really hope that we will have some clear policy directions that come out of this event. So we will be putting together a report, and we will also be turning that into a paper for government, and we will be sharing that back with all the delegates. And we expect that we will come out with some clear recommendations about what needs to happen to continue supporting this group of young people to thrive in Australian society.
Thank you very much, Nadine Liddy.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.